We welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, those forms we gave you, just fill them and just give it, pass it over to any of the coordinators that will be passing your way. God will bless you. This program comes up once every year, and every June, the first week or the second week of the month of June, every year. And this church is about 12 years old now. 12 years now. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometime in 1998, four of us gathered somewhere in Mafuluku, little flock, clapping our hands. And little did it occur to us that God had something to do in gathering us together. And what you see now, it's a confirmation that God had a purpose for gathering us. Hallelujah. But now, amen. When the ministry started, it was not just another church that was going to start. We in this ministry, we are product of the restoration ministry. Amen. My brother said I should offload. Amen. No, today is action. It's action. It's action. Every day will be action. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. Now listen. We are a product of the ministry of restoration. When we say ministry of restoration, when the church of Jesus Christ started, it started on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2. But before the church started, in Matthew 16, the Lord Jesus Christ made a statement there when he was asking Peter and the rest, "Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am?" And Peter said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." And he told him, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven." And he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." He gave Peter the keys of the kingdom. Now he added there, the area I'm coming upon is, he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail." Church, he didn't say the gate of hell shall not attack it, but he said it shall not prevail. Why? Because nobody can defeat the purpose of God. When God purposes to do anything, no man, no demon can stop him. Hallelujah. I always ask you something. Every time, those of you who come here every Friday for our Friday vigils, you hear me always say, in the Garden of Eden, when God was created Adam and Eve, did he know that the serpent he had earlier created will make them to fall? Did he know? Hallelujah. But the way it is written, as if after the fall, God didn't know that they have fallen. Then he was coming in the cool of the evening and say, "Adam, where are you?" As if he didn't know they have fallen. Is there anything that God does not know? Before you were formed in your mother's womb, sister, did God know that today, that you'll be sitting down here?
Yes, yes.
That is before you were formed in your mother's womb.
Yes.
Before your papa knew your mother.
Yes.
God already knows that you will exist. And that today you'll be sitting down here.
Yeah.
That's why he is God. Praise the Lord. What am I saying? Before the church of Jesus Christ start, did God know that they will fall away? Yes. Hallelujah. Of course, God knew. When the church started, God knew, and several prophecies came up. Apostle Paul was telling them, the Thessalonian church, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, that they should not be soon shaking concerning all they've been saying, that Christ will soon come, Christ will soon come. He told them, don't trouble yourself. Christ will come, but before he comes, see what will happen to the church. There will come a fall away first. Amen. Hallelujah. But before, hallelujah, the church started in Acts chapter 2, in Malachi chapter 4, 400 years before Christ came. 400 years he gave that prophecy through Malachi. In chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Before the coming of the great and dreadful day. Behold, I will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And that Elijah will restore. He will turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the father. That is a ministry of restoration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Matthew 17, in the Mount Transfiguration experience, Peter and the rest, they asked Jesus, when they saw Elijah, they saw Moses, and then they remembered the prophecy in Malachi. You are showing us the coming of the Lord. We don't understand. But they say Elijah will first come. How come now we are seeing him? And Jesus answered, he said, Elijah shall surely come and restore all things. Hallelujah. So, God, knowing that there will be a fall away, he, before the fall, he made a provision for the restoration. Before Adam fell in the Garden of Eden, hallelujah, before he, God, started the foundations of this world, he, God, knew that he will create Adam and Eve and they will fall. Hallelujah. Knowing that they will fall, he already made a provision for their restoration. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word. And I have taught you that. That word there is logos. In the beginning was a thought. And the thought was with God. Which thought? The thought of how he will restore his children, the children of Adam, back to how he intended it to be in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah. And that thought was a fact that he will send, he will apply his principle of redemption, and that he will create a seed in the womb of a woman. That seed will come through a virgin birth, and he will go to the cross on Calvary. Hallelujah. He will shed his blood, and through the shedding of his blood, he will purchase his children back and restore them to what he intended the Garden of Eden. That was in the beginning. God already had that thought before he started creating Adam and Eve. He knows they will fall. And in his thought, he has already prepared how he will restore them. That is the God we worship. So it is in the church of Jesus Christ. An appointed time in the seventh church age, God raised a ministry spearheaded by that seven-star messenger. Hallelujah. By the name of William Marion Branham. Blessed be the name of the Lord. With all vindications. To begin the process of the rapture. That process of the rapture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16. The Lord himself will descend first with what? Shout. Thank you. There are people listening here. Thank you very much. Thank you. Clap for yourselves. Clap for yourselves. Hallelujah. That is the beginning of the rapture. That shout is the ministry of restoration, screaming to the people of God, come out of your errors and come back to Bible Christianity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come back. That is why in this church we sing that song. God's attributes we are manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord for the original life. Oh, the original life, the original seed, the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is freedom. The seven seals would be your baby. The original life. Yes, sir. The original seal. We are called unto adoption.
We are called unto adoption. Full authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this time. Day will soon be over.
Oh,
glory, hallelujah, to our God, the original life.
Hallelujah.
The original life, the original seed,
oh,
the original word is what I believe. The Son of Man is revealed. The seven seals will be unveiled. The original life.
Sing it if you know
the
it.
The original seal.
Our eyes
of understanding. It has opened up our past. And victory is ours. We were chained down in the past. From jubilees and death. We are responding to our God, whose original life.
Hallelujah.
The original life, the original seed, the original word.
The original Christianity
is what I believe.
Oh.
The Son of Man is renewed. The seven seals will be unveiled. The original life,
hey!
The original sin.
We are traveling
on the right road. We are traveling on the right road. There is one way to receive your God. We are traveling on the right road.
On the right road.
We are traveling on the right road. There is one way to the city of God. We are traveling on
if
the right
go,
road.
If you will go, if you will go,
if you will go, don't heed that thing.
Thank you.
Lord. We are traveling on the right road. And if you won't go, don't hinder me. Amen. Don't hinder me. Thy light, don't hinder me. Praise the Lord. And we responded to that message. That's the product of this ministry. We responded to that shout that says, come out of the denominational errors and come back to Bible Christianity. Hallelujah. That's why we stand where the apostles stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a song in our hymn book that says, false prophets are lying, God's truth they are denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation shall lose revelation, we walk where the apostles have gone. Hallelujah!
The day of redemption is near.
Yes, sir.
Let us stop failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps lit and clear. Look up, your redemption is there.
Oh, hallelujah!
The day of redemption is there.
Oh,
messages are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps lit and clear. Look up, your redemption is there.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our redemption is near. The church of Jesus Christ is to undergo seven church ages. That's what we see in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3. Six ages have passed. The church, listen, is to pass through seven church ages, spanning a period of 2,000 years, according to Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. 2,000 years, the Gentile church age period. And these seven church ages within this period, each age had her own star messenger to lead the bride in every age, starting from the first church age, known as the Ephesian church age, with Apostle Paul. Seven star messengers that we see in the right hand of Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 1 verse 16. Each age had a messenger. This is the seventh church age. And Revelation chapter 10 verse 7 tells us, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has revealed to his servants the prophets. And this is the days of the voice of the seventh angel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's no more time, church. There's no more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew 25, can we open it? Matthew 25. I read from verse 1. Matthew 25. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And everyone is expecting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this parable describes the condition of the church as it is now. Verse 2. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, the entire message began. There was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. They heard the message. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. And he gives this admonishment, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. The difference between the foolish and the wise virgin is that they all had a lamp, and the lamp here is the word of God. The Bible tells us, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Hallelujah. The word of God is described as a light. But if that light is going to keep burning, going to be bright, there has to be oil. The wise ones had enough oil, but the foolish ones did not have oil in their lamp. And that oil is the Holy Ghost of revelation. Hallelujah. That is, you need the Holy Ghost to enable you have revelation of the word. If you have the word and you don't have the spirit that give a revelation, that will be like you having a lamp without oil. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why that song says, the day of redemption is near. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with the Spirit. Your lamps trimmed and clear. Look up. Your redemption is near. Your lamp trimmed. It is your revelation trimmed. The church has departed from the truth. From the Bible doctrines. From the apostolic doctrines. Ephesians 2:20 tells us we are built upon the foundation of the apostles. No other foundation can any man lay. That's why in Galatians chapter 1 and from verse 6, Apostle Paul says, if any man preaches any other gospel contrary to what we have preached, let that person be accursed. The Bible becomes our standard for anything. And there is no new anointing. The Bible in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 tells us Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That same Holy Ghost that came down the day of Pentecost is the same Holy Ghost we are going to receive here today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells me in Malachi, he said, I am the Lord, I change it not. Hallelujah. Science can change, but the word of God remained the same. Hallelujah. There is no new way. David tried to make that mistake. It made somebody to die. It caused the death of Uzzah. He was carrying the ark in a new style. He did not carry it according to the due order. And the due order is in the Bible. According to the Bible, the ark was to be carried by four Levites with a staff. Two in front, two behind. They carried on their shoulder. And they carried. David came and prepared a new cart with an animal in front. How can an animal carry the word of God? Hallelujah. And church, serpent seeds are carrying the word of God today. Amen. It's the same Holy Ghost. That is what God has intended to achieve by this restoration ministry. If you look at this Bible and read it very well with understanding properly, and you truly make this Bible your guide for your Christian faith, you turn your eyes away from the Bible and look at what is happening in the Christian world today, if you are sincere, you will ask yourself some questions. There are a lot of injections into the church that are contrary to this Bible teaches. The Bible forbids a woman pastor, for example. Why are we having women pastors? That is a product of the fall away. Well, that's not where I'm going today. I just want you to know why there was a need for a restored ministry. And I want you to be able to know that we are not another Pentecostal church that is coming up. No. Hallelujah. We are God's attempt to get a bride in this age. He sent our chamberlain to us. And like Queen Esther, we have been dressed by the chamberlain. The dressing is still going on. I said the dressing is still going on. Can I see Queen Esther? Can I see Queen Esther? God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. That's who we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When this ministry started, knowing what we stand for, what we believe, I was of the opinion, I said, look, there is nothing in a man to obey and follow this Bible the way it should be followed. None of us has the ability to follow this Bible. For a young girl in this age to drop her earrings in this world of fashion. For a young girl not to wear trousers in this age of fashion. For a young girl not to fry her head in this age of fashion. It will take more than a pastor preaching to achieve that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's where the baptism of the Holy Ghost comes in. And we decided, if we are going to preach what Apostle Paul preached, if we are going to preach what William Branham preached, in this age, they did not preach in this our age. Oh, they did not preach in this our age. Ha! The demons that started in the first church age came and jammed the one in the second church age. They moved because demons know they die. They jammed the one in the third church age and they gathered themselves now. Now they are sevenfold. Sevenfold. You say, how do I know? How do I know? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. William Branham told us something. He said, if you enter any church and you want to know the spiritual condition of that church, he said, look at the women. Look at the women. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, church, I know I come from the north. Where I come from in the north, in those days when we are growing up, in the early 70s, no woman could wear trousers in their streets up north. Ha! We are, see, when they see you, small children will come out. Hey, Gabiri the Wonder, Biri the Wonder. That is, see monkey with trousers, see monkey with trousers. They will start to stone you. You know better than to wear trousers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When the church of Jesus Christ started, Satan decided that he will naked the women in the church. I hope you know that fashion pesetas are in the church. It's in the church that you see the latest. I hope you know that. It's the latest is in the church. See, when Satan wants to deal with anybody,
He doesn't call who, wah.
See, the real work of Satan on any human being is not a wish that we throw something, you go match poison, you go fall sick. Those are small attack. Do you understand? Those are small demons that attack, you know, attack. They are like mosquito bites. Thank you. Small. When Satan means to finish you, he will make a 10-year plan on you. So that when he gets you, you can't come out. If somebody begins to fall down now, we will all say in Jesus' name, you will come back to life. It's true. But when he wanted to introduce nakedness to the women in the church, what did he start with? All of a sudden, Pentecostals, they were those that came with that. Because now they said in the exhibition, now then they manifest anointing. Now then they cast out devils. He started by telling them, you don't have to cover your hair when you come to church. Cover your hair. You know, it looks very harmless, isn't it? You know, your hair is given to you for a covering. You see? And then all of them say, it's true. The thing swept around the whole world. Pew. You don't get that one. One, the hair on don't come out. That's right. Now, he started removing the small, not to waste time, because that's not where I'm going. And I just want you people to catch something. Before you know what, see the stage he is now. Now, hallelujah, women go to church with sleeveless blouses. Why do they wear sleeveless cloth? It's so that they will reveal their breasts to you. No, that's the reason. That's the reason. Nothing more. When in those days when we were growing up, women used to wear shimmy. Shimmy? Eh? Shimmy? Hallelujah. Women wear shimmy, men wear singlets. But men are still wearing singlets, women no longer wear shimmy. Am I correct? Hey, you say, Pastor, how do you know? I can do deliverance. Hallelujah. And before you know what, the devil took worldliness and entered the church. And here you are, pastors now. The sermons that are preached at the pulpit now is, it doesn't matter. It's grace. It doesn't matter. For God so loved the world. Everybody coming. You see, you don't understand grace. You see, it makes you look beautiful. You dress like that. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Satan has taken over. Ha! But who can defeat the purpose of God? My Bible tells me the foundation of God standeth. Hallelujah. He said, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Hallelujah. The Bible said, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he said, let them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with you all the way. Hallelujah. Anybody leads me, that is the sheep of God. In the church of Jesus Christ, there are two groups of people. The Bible says there are wheat and there are tares. There is also sheep and there are goats. How do I know a sheep? How do I know a goat? Anytime you come near a goat, he will tell you butt, head butt. Head butt. But my geo say but it's in the heart now, it's not outside now. But you're a goat. A goat now. We are showing you in the Bible. The Bible say you say but you're a goat. But when you meet a sheep, anything you tell him, Amen. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. That's the difference between a sheep and a goat. Every time you meet a sheep, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Will you serve him? Amen. Will you worship him? Amen. Amen. I'm not moved by what I see.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I feel.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moved by what I hear.
Hallelujah.
I'm only moved by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Sing amen. Of gathering a group of people, because there will soon be the rapture. He's coming to collect us home. He's preparing a group of people for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, watch it. 2 Peter chapter 1, where we read verse 10, our theme for this program. Peter was admonishing us that we should rather make our calling and election sure. Why will Peter say, make your calling and election sure? Because Matthew chapter 22 verse 14 says, many are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. Many are called, but few are chosen. When you talk about call, church, when you talk about call, Jesus says in Matthew 11:28, he said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. What will he do? Now, it looks as if everybody is called. But in John chapter 6, verse 44, he says, no man can come to Christ except the Father who sent him draw you. That draw is the call. That draw is the call. Now, listen. There are two types of call, but it is still the Father that calls. Hallelujah. There are two types of call. The first call, listen, Listen, just to summarize this thing so that you will understand why you have to make your calling and election sure. Why you have to do that. Jesus Christ himself called his disciples. How many were there? 12 of them. But among that 12, he also called Judas. He also called Judas. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, we are called according to his purpose. We are called according to God's own purpose. Please, this microphone is too loud. I have signaled you since to turn it down. Must I protest before you answer me?